Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Tonight is another night that we give God the glory. We praise God for all the things that He has done, and we say hallelujah. Tonight's the night that we just want to give God all the praises. And tonight, I want to just let you know, tonight, before we enter what we decide to do for the Lord, we want to have a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for all the things that you have done, said for us, how you have kept us and showed us what we must do. I want to thank you for what you've done today, where you brought us and showed us your way and our way. And we said thank you for all things work together for those that love you. And then, Father, we want to pray for America. We want to pray that there be peace. And according to Psalm 122, verse 6 in Israel, we want to pray for peace in America. We want to pray for the president and all our senators and all of those in charge, Father, and call them to know that the better way. And we just thank you this night. We praise you. We pray for the pastor of the church. We pray that your blessing will be upon him continuously. We pray for the speaker tonight, for those who are involved, who are doing tonight. Let it be your will and not ours. We thank you, Father, and bring us all together. And then, Father, watch over my wife, my son and daughter, on both sides, Father. And those I don't know, I pray for them. Those I know, I pray for them. I pray tonight that your word will be manifest in our body. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, tonight, I want to thank God. And I say this because I love God with all I have and everything that God has done for me. And there was a lady that I met some time ago. Last night we talked. And I thank God for what she did. My God is using us. And so I say this tonight. Sammy, come up here. You can be out there fast. I'm going to teach preaching. You're going to be the one just giving it. Sammy?
Hello, Willie.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
Amen. Well, tonight we're going to talk a little strategy of the Lord. So what's on your heart?
Oh, I tell you what. I'm still inspired from last night. Boy, glory. It was good.
It was good. Nobody let's see, one thing I would say. Now, this is an old point that's been re-filed. And I say to you, tell us what God is doing for you.
Oh, God's doing amazing things for me. You know, we all have pit stories. He took me from my pit and healed my body and told me to go out and tell the world about him, like Mark 16:15 says. So I go on the streets. I work with the homeless all over America and in Houston, where my home base is.
Mm-hmm.
We go out, and we go out to the deepest parts that nobody wants to go to. We wait till late at night when everybody's already in bed, and they, are at the missions or whatever, and we go out and seek the ones that are on the streets that are sleeping on cardboard that need to hear about Jesus.
Amen.
So we go out and we give them food for the body, but mostly we're there to give them the body for their spiritual needs.
Amen. Come on, tell us more. Linda, I tell you last night, Daryl, I got to give that girl a Holy Ghost blow.
Woo! Yeah, we got Holy Ghost strollers.
That man shot fire.
Yes.
He shot fire. Mm-hmm. And I said, the fire began to flow anew. And we just thank God.
Yes.
So one of the greatest things that we know that God's going to do for you and through you, tonight's a great night for you. To me, it's important for you to be a part of what we're doing. And I just say to you, whatever God will say to you, and I've invited the rest of these people, you might get to know them. This is Apostle Loser, and this is Evangelist.
Hey,
man
how
of God.
Are you doing? Awesome. Hey, I'm Sammy.
This is Sammy.
Nice to meet you. Yes. Glory.
Glory.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, we got a great job on our hands, that's before. So we got to keep pressing in, pressing out. We got to call on Yahweh. He says, hey, y'all there, Father? So I'm going to let you direct the program. You in charge, Sam.
All righty then. Yeah. Okay. First of all, I'm just excited to be here. And just, you know, it's awesome to get to gather with people of God, you know, because there's no other place to be than with people that are like you and like Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we can share his word and just tell people about Jesus. And hopefully they can hear something that's going to just touch their hearts. You know, we all have an assignment. We all have something for us to do, each and every one of us. And so it's important for us to be able to do that. And you know what? God already has somebody assigned to hear what we're going to say.
Uh-huh.
You know, we might go talk to somebody and receive nothing, but you may go in after me, and,
yeah.
and you know, and he may just go after the one that's that he's wanting. So you know what? You know, God has it already set up. We're already born for assignment. We already set up who we want to talk to. So we just got to go out there and keep doing what we're doing and listen to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit man. Let the Spirit man lead you where you go. He's the one that's in charge.
Amen.
He's the one that loves you, going to take you to places that you've never been in your life. He's the one that's going to show you. He's the one that's going to show you what to do and how to do it good. Because God is a God of good things. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So anyway, I like that all the time. Power roll. I love it. But, you know, I think it's kind of good for the people out there to hear from the people sitting here. Why don't you tell us your name and what you do and tell us a little bit about you.
Start with you. Dr. John Newsom. I'm the pastor of Word of Faith Christian Center, Church International in Nakers Hall, 987 B.J. Lewis Drive. I've been the pastor a little bit over 16 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm originally from Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And I came here to sell a stolen car, pick up dope, and go back to Austin back in 1996.
That's got that old dope thing.
What? Okay. That's all right.
I got down here, stayed about 3 months in 96. After I ran out of the dope, all my friends that came down with me, they went back to Austin. I haven't seen them since. I surrendered my life to the Lord, to Jesus, to Yeshua, surrendered my life. He called me to pastor. And so I've been pastoring a little bit over 16 years now, but I had to surrender. I surrendered. I was tired. I was a fugitive on the run, ran out of dope. Friends ran off home. People were out to get me here after I ran away with their dope.
Woo.
I started getting dope from dope dealers here, Friday. And so they were out to get me after I messed off their dope. And I surrendered my life to Jesus, to Yeshua. And he changed my life. Like I said, I've been pastoring over 16 years. I'm married now. I have 5 children that were born to me here in the Promised Land, Houston, Texas. This area is my promised land.
Oh, amen.
And I'm still going strong with the Lord. I tell you, he's changed my life, changed my health, changed me spiritually. I'm excited about God.
Oh, praise God. You know, once you ever have that total surrender, there's nothing ever as sweet as that.
Right.
Ever in your whole life. Because every single word died and it's gone. And then he takes you forward in something that you've never explored before. And it's
That's
so
right.
beautiful.
That's right.
You know,
right.
And you know, the best part of it is he forgets all the things you did.
Yeah,
he just moves you on. He moves you on. Now, sometimes, you know, friends ain't forgiving of God. But that's okay. If you keep your eyes on him, it's okay. Because you don't have to look to the left or right. You keep your eyes on him, he's going to take you through. He's going to take you through anything you're going through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God, right?
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah.
So tell us about you.
I'm enjoying
this.
Good, me too.
I am. I'm enjoying this. My name is Kevin Allen. I'm originally from Austin, Texas, but I reside in Hempstead, Texas. And I started about 15 years ago when I got to Newsom. The Lord called me to his evangelist. And so I've been doing that from the project, from Port Arthur, Beaumont, Seattle, Washington, New Jersey, New York, Harlem. The Lord is Austin, Texas, a number of places. And so my evangelist trip has taken me to places where you go and to the people that God wants to show himself strong to. And that's what we do. That's what we do. We go out to the people that doesn't go to church, and we bring the church to them.
Amen.
We bring them the good news that Jesus Christ can save them. We bring them the good news that not only can we feed you, but Jesus Christ can sustain your soul to eternal heaven. And so that's what we encourage to do to the Lord. And
Amen.
It's only by the leading of the Holy Ghost that we do these things.
Yeah.
We don't go out there on our own to try to help God out because God don't need it.
That's right. Amen.
All he needs is to say yes, Lord. And So when we said, when I gave my life to Christ and I said, yes, Lord, that was it. I didn't understand what that was in tone to do, but I did say, yes, Lord. And when I said, yes, Lord, God has taken me to places where I never thought that I would go. And that's still not the end of it. Because he's probably going to take me overseas to Africa, wherever he wants me to go. But to God be the glory.
Amen.
You know, this radio station exists because God is going to get the glory.
That's it.
You know, that's beautiful. You know, I know you don't know a whole lot about me, but I traveled 2013 across America on stage. I had cancer in 2009 at 17 surgeries, but God healed me. I went from a millionaire to the streets. And I tell you what, I am home. I'm so rich now. There is nothing nobody can take from me. Woo, there ain't nothing nobody can take from me. Because what I got is better than anything money could ever buy. But, you know, it's kind of like when you're talking about we go out in the streets, it's kind of like when the beggar's sat in the front of the beautiful, he sat there and he was begging for that day. Well, you know. What they come, you know, Paul and Peter and I come by and say, you know, what we're going to give you is for eternity. It's not for that one day. So what we try to do is go out there in that street and tell them, you know, we're going to give you some food today, but what we really want to give you food is forever, for eternity.
Yes.
And that's what we're supposed to do. And we're in advance, we're called to the places that no one else wants to go. We are called to the pit of the pit. And I tell you what, I'm always the one running right over. You know what? When God sends you out and the Holy Spirit leads you there, you are protected by his blood. The angels are around you. I've been in Skid Row. I've been in New York City. I've been down everywhere, and I love it. And I tell you what, I'm in it every day. And glory be to God, because he has sent me to be his hands and feet, because you know what, just like he says, because we are willing. And once you ever tell God you'll do what he wants you to, you better get ready and hold on, because he's going to take you places higher and faster than you can ever imagine. Ever.
Ever.
So, really,
tell us
about you.
Well, you know, I'm just a poor old boy. No, I'm a man. I love God. I'm his brother, 9 years old. Mm. And you see, in my denomination, they didn't believe in the Holy Ghost. And I had to come to Houston. I went to the military, spent 3 years there. About to start over because I want the new one so bad over in Russia. They took my number from me. But staying the course, here in Houston, I passed the church near Texas A&M, and I stayed there for 5 years by getting a killer fever about the Holy Ghost. And the deacon told me, he said, we don't want to hear about the Holy Ghost. And well, they said, we don't want to hear about the Holy Ghost. We called you up in a preach, so you got the word. But we got our script, we got our letter. What? So I had to come on back to Houston. That's when I fell in love with John Osteen, and a lot of people didn't know it. But I walked with that man, and we met at a brother. But I'm just going to give you a quick snapshot. I met him when this camera hotel was in this name. He was a little short man. I had big muscles, big strong man, you know. He was bragging on, I bless the Lord. But he told me, he said, Brother Hunter, he said, I've heard a lot about you. I said, I have about you too, Pastor. He said, won't you come sit with me for a while? I said, now, Lord, there ain't a white water name on there. He said, I don't know about the white water. I said, Lord, said, go. I went over there with him. Next thing I know, he said, I want you to be my personal bodyguard. I said, okay. I got in a meeting with R.W. Shamba. I got in a meeting that when I met Cobra, the big boy, Summer Series. I said, no. But he said, the best is yet to come.
That's right.
So I disobeyed God. I disobeyed him. I'm not going to lie. I disobeyed. I made a sin. And then the devil said, oh, we got him now. See, an old lady came to me and told me, said, huh? I said, yeah. God wants to talk with me. I'm talking with God. She said, no, God wants to talk with you. See, I didn't know God wanted my personal, private, unconditional time. Mm-hmm. I said, no, I had plenty of money then, but I lost $650,000. I lost it. So I said, what's going on? Everything started. And all of a sudden, that's when I got really attacked. And I was in 2010, I was in the hospital. I met on a Saturday. I met in my neighborhood where I live at. And there were three women in the neighborhood. They wanted prayer. I drove down there. I prayed for them. I said, that's like the day Saturday. I get my wife. I always give my wife some roses on Saturday. So I got back in my car, drove up there for all the emails in 69, and that's all I remember. And I called my daughter, that's all I could remember. And so on my way, I said, Lord, this is my time to leave this world. One favor I ask of you, Father, let me see my wife. God allowed me to get back home and see my wife, but God put me in a position where all I had to do was look at him and say, okay, Lord, what you want going? What you want going, man? I never had anybody to believe me. I'm just being real with you. When you have a bam, your body, my whole right side was knocked out of me. I couldn't even move. He was a big 6'2½ man with 264 pounds. Little bitty women picking me up. I said, who are these women, Lord? Who are these women picking me up? They got to go. You know, they got to disinfect my body and clean me up. And I was just saying, Lord, I said, Lord, he said, be quiet. I could hear the voice of her. Be quiet. I think I remember you when you came. Mm-hmm. So I looked back on you and I saw you there. And I said, Lord. And so I was sitting there one day, another lady coming up and 2 months in hospital. Came hardly moving. Bad as could get my hand up inside. Still believe in God. I said, God, I said, well, he said, you're healed. You're healed. He said, but your body won't cooperate. So start speaking to your body.
Yeah.
So what I've been doing, hallelujah, I've been saying, heart, you're right.
Yeah.
Lungs, you're right. All three layers of flesh, you're right. I speak to it every day. And I see it moving forward, moving forward. And so when I hear it, I'm getting happy. And so the more I would begin to say to God, God began to, because here is the testimony. Not me, but God. See, I had an attitude. I had a knowledge, not. You know what that is? I know more than you know. And didn't know zero. Oh, I got the degree and all that. I got all this and that. I come out of the promise, the family, and all, blah, 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 blah. But the Lord said, no, nothing compares. When I read the Bible and saw what it said in the book of Psalms 19:60, the fear of the Lord is clean. The fear of the Lord, yeah. I said, whoa. So I began to fear God. So, as I watched God, I said, Lord, you know I want a television station, I want a radio station, I want a plane, I want this, and all. He sent a woman all the way from Georgia. Ain't thinking of who could shoot Georgia or backfire. Go get my house now. I'm going to read it and say, God sent me for you. I said, here we go again. I said, I've got to listen to another woman, Lord. And I told my wife, come send down the baby. And she know how to go. She comes to the house. And she said, hey, I'll help you. God wants you. And so I was still nervous. Couldn't hardly walk and get around. Legs still just driving up. But God showed that woman to me. And she told me what God was going to do, and I obeyed God. She said, God's going to do this. He's going to do this. He's going to do this. He's going to do this. She said, God showed me in the night vision. She says, a man in Houston who needs you right now. But he's afraid of what needs to be done. And I said, Lord, but you got it. He told me, said, God says, he's going to raise you up. You're a big, strong man, you remember. You're going to be the man you're supposed to be. But not for this thing. It's going to be the man I want you to be. So I said, okay, Lord. Then I got a chance to meet Pastor who's going to be with the Lord. He was Caucasian, but she was like a buddy to buddy. Anything that he happened, being with her, we did it at this school, Manuel Temple, where he and I stayed on the board of directors. But I say this much. I know what God is doing in this house. And I say this much, and I'm loving God. I got the radio station. I can go around the world. Flap, flap. Flap, flap. Flap, flap. I can do it. See, I can reach over there with CNN, go, I'm there. Where MSNBC, I'm there. All I got to do is sit right here. And I thank God, because that lady sitting there, come right now. I told her about the radio station. She told me, I know a man can help you. I said, yeah, everybody been saying they can do this. I go out about my money. But she said, now this man can help you. He got me where I am. And I thank God. But more, I say this thing. I promise God, because I came out of a family where there were seven sisters and four brothers. There were days in our lives we had no food. But I had to go out to the store, put on big britches and big feet. Steal stuff. But I found out in scripture, God's not going to charge those souls because they were hungry. But I prayed one night, I told my mom, I said, Mama, her name was Geraldine. I said, Mama, I said, ain't God going to hear? She said, yes, son, he's going to hear. She got on her knees one night, and I heard a cry to the Lord. At the same time, three big baskets of groceries came to that door.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I said, and see, I was born out of wedlock. See, I never knew my father. So my father has been my father. My father's been my father. My father's been my father. So when he tell me I got to do it, so I said, do this, I said, but I said, do it. Do it. When I heard, I said, oh, Lord. I said, isn't the same thing? I looked, I got the 5252, I looked and I said, oh, this is us. This is us. This is us. So God had done what he said he's going to do. See, and I know this, I want to say to all of you for the faithfulness, because we ain't seen nothing yet. But God permitted in Houston, around, it's going to call, hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah. So you can see, I'm a motivator, and I know one day God's going to give me a church. He's telling me something. Give me back for his love, because we got to go through what I say. See, when God puts you in standing, apostle, evangelist, when God puts you where he wants you, he has an abominable place. Now I'm not just letting you know who she was. I said, wait a minute. That word. Was it Texarkana, Texarkana, Texarkana? Texarkana. And she says, I'm looking for a man of God. I said, oh, Lord, don't do that. She said, but she told me, she said, she got some mission. She prayed. She said, I need you to pray with me. She didn't tell me that. She said, but pray with me. And I prayed with her. I said, oh, I said, she said, you promised you listen. I said, yes. Yeah. For 5 days, she went across. And every day, by faith, I stayed in prayer. And on the last day, she said, I'm at home now. I went to sleep for 6 days. See, but God, let me tell you, see, I've done some things wrong, but I ain't looking back at it now because the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, Oshambe, he's a, has washed away all my sins.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I'm not looking back. I know I was a wrestler in my time. You next one, that's what I'm going for.
Let me, you're really truly reborn.
Yeah.
Totally behind you. It's like it never happened.
But you know what I say, Sam? One of the things I say, when I heard Stephen Knight that night, and we told us the Lord, I said, that is the woman for the fire. You see the woman I know. The devil said, nah, she ain't got nothing. But I heard on the radio, I said, wait a minute, devil, he's a liar again. He's a liar again.
And I've heard, I think that you were, I can't remember, I was preaching over at church over in the Ace's Home, which is my favorite place, and there was, woo, the spirit, people were rolling in the floor. It was glorious.
It was.
Oh, my gosh, it was unbelievable. Holy Spirit, I mean, we were spitting fire, and it was
falling everywhere.
Woo, it was falling.
That's the kind of God we feel good.
Yeah.
See, but the generation, and I say this, us is going live. We need to pray for our president.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're a ripper dipper or dipper dipper.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. He needs prayer.
Yeah.
Both houses need prayer.
Yeah.
because they got to make a decision, a qualified decision. And right now in America, we're the only hope. I say only hope that we have for Israel. And so they, if you take notice, if you accept this song, let me see what Proverbs God says, because they were not of what I said to them. And so they're coming in. The end is pressing in there. So it behooves us to get all we can into the body of Christ. So it's going to come. It's going to be a converted. It's going to be all of us. Staying in your lane, your lane, my lane, your lane. But we all have a goal we got to meet.
That's right.
And once we do this, it's finished. Finished. As Jesus said, it is finito. It is finished.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm about. And I believe that God's going to have raised me up to do greater work. See, I'm a helper also. But I let him see your own thing. He's a brother with him. Whatever the Lord says, it's obeying. Okay, God. I stood out there, and one night he was telling his mind. That's when I was spirit of God ruined that man. That man, he got there, a woman got a wheelchair, ain't walking 20 something, he got out of the trouble. I almost fainted. I said, Lord, have mercy. They said, they looked for your answer. I'm okay, I'm coming all right. But it was such an experience. So one of those nights, some guy gave his life. Jesus Christ. But he has some of the things that this is not for me, this is for the pastor. The pastor. I won't say it was a great big old, you know, the duffel bag here. I knew what he was. I put it in that limousine, locked it up, and everybody said, that was for the pastor. I said, because they got my name on it. Ain't got my name on it. See, if God will give me something to give me, I don't want to know. Because they might, you got to fight for the next 40 days with the devil. I won't get we all got to fight. But I say this here, I want to thank y'all for what you're doing. And we love you. And I know we got time before we get to this, another set. But I want to say this. Simon, we love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Apostle, didn't. Alan, different. For all you listening, different. Because the love of God is so pure. Showing red in me. Until I said pure, they said, he ain't come again. You see how much he is. Oh, he ain't come again. I said, I'm going to tell you about Jesus. They speak. And what I'm saying to the people, because the more we love God's people, the more God's going to love us.
Right.
The more God's going to give us more. See, it ain't about money. Money ain't gonna buy you where to heaven.
That's right.
Because I thought you could buy what you needed. Back in then, they had a couple thousand, 4,000. Okay, I got that. But now it's gonna take all we got. All we got. And so I say this, and when I had the opportunity to go and met this sister up there and see her with the school, same school in Mary Temple. Dr. McClendon. And one day I was just talking and praying. See, I'm even asking God everything. If I won't have this, won't have this. And if the Lord wants to let me know. All of a sudden, I had an opportunity to meet the sister on the phone. Didn't know we went to school together and graduated. They with me also. Missed the same courses that we've had, speaking that Greek, writing that Greek, and understand that Greek. And I said, Lord, I told her, lady, I'm at the end of it. Somebody let me get on the drinking station. I've been on for a whole year. I ain't got nobody on here. I said, what are you going to do? That phone ring. I said, I'm going to call the man here. I ain't paying it no more. And she said, when I phone ring, not a phone ring. And she said, after later, I told her what the situation was. And she said, sir, I just got you calling to go. And God said, what do you want me to do? She said, what do you mean? I said, look at God. Look at God. Same thing. I'm praying, asking for Wednesday night. We got a Wednesday night. Praying severely. And when he come on, he with that fire, it's like these butterball wheels and But Adele, the man, and that's what I see, what the book says, the men together again, is like the view, the dew that falls out on the field, when men gather together. When we come together, that strengthens our number.
Amen.
That strengthens our number. See, the devil fears when we get in that song.
Yes.
See, I'm for you and you for me.
That's right.
You for me, I'm for you. What you want out of? What you need out of me? Blah, 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 blah. And see, the devil's going to say, oh, we got to stop this. No! We're going to let iron sharpen iron.
That's right.
So we got to, devil. Amen. That's what I've been doing and what I love. And I know one day God's going to raise up a great change. He's doing it.
He's doing it right now.
And we're a part of it. And I pray that God's will be done to yawn on the time, and that God will just be great amongst us as we continue and see. Listen to a man by the name of 47 years, he's been in the ministry. Copeland been doing what he's doing, and sometimes some things he say don't make sense. But the more you hear what God is saying, he said, okay. He said, I ain't looking back. No, I done told the devil I'm through with it. I ain't looking back.
That's right.
He said, I got it where I want him, under my feet. He said, I'm going to hold his hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's another man of God that I saw a few minutes ago. Come up here, brother. Bring a chair so you can be part of the conversation before we start talking about it.
Kent Copeland and Gloria are awesome.
Oh!
They're amazing. Yeah.
And you know what the man that told me? He said, bring his chair. He said, when he went to God told him not to get a job. He said, but Lord, he said, how am I going to pay for the bills? He said, don't worry about it. He said, he was a young man I was, and up there with John Osteen. He came in an old beat-up car. So what you call me now, though? I said, this man got great faith. But the man kept looking at me. And a lot of them like Shamba. They all want me to go with them. I said, but I'm married. I got children I'm raising. If I didn't have all the married, I wouldn't with them. But I say this with love and time. To God be the glory for the venture I've had. This is just, see, I'm looking for 120YRS. 120 years. I'm going to live that long. That's it.
All right.
That's what I believe.
Woo! You believe it?
And this man over here, I mean, tell us what the Lord's doing. You're going in the booth.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, great. I'm Sammy. And what's your name?
I'm Lawrence Butler.
Lawrence, why don't you tell us about you?
Well, I entered into the ministry approximately about 5 or 6 years ago. At the age, I think I was something like 54, 55.
Mm-hmm.
I had been called to the ministry when I was around about 23 years old, but I did not obey.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I kept on running for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I first got my first time, I was running, calling, telling the people that Jesus is coming. That was my first time. Jesus is coming. I mean, but I just passed it over. 23 years old, young man. Thought I had other things I need to get out the way and get done. So it happened. So approximately, I'd say 23, 33, 43, I was in my 50s. God came to me in a dream. And my dream consisted of me saving somebody. Don't know who it was. But this person had died. And then when I came up to him, I don't know who he was. It might have been my brother. I'm not sure. I came up to him, I pulled my clothes off me and dressed him in my clothes. Then he rose up. He rose up. Then smoke started to come around. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know what that means, but that's what it happened. After that, that's when I confessed to God that I will follow him from now on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the day. I'm preaching, mostly teaching the message of God. Teaching. I don't who, I don't how. I give them what the book says directly. And then through that, God always gives me some words to tell the people. Words. You can preach out of the Bible all you want to. But he also got words that he wants you to give to that group of people at that particular time.
Right. Amen.
Woo. At that particular time. And we should always, we should be always conscious of doing what they're supposed to do through the book of God, Jesus Christ. They have to be conscious of that, not themselves, but through the book of Jesus Christ. That's what they have to do. That is my little spiel for that night.
That's a beautiful story. I'm going to tell you something. You know, when you said, you know, he wanted you to go into ministry when you were younger, and then you went off on whatever you wanted to do and come back. Let me tell you what. During that time that you were in the wilderness, he was shaping you, he was molding you, he was fixing you for you to be the person you are today. You know, it's the same thing with me. I got in the ministry, you know, in my 50s. I mean, you know, I was saved and baptized. I went off in the world, and I became, you know, a millionaire and made all this money and did all these things. And, you know, look at my life. It was so good. I had choices of cars and houses and this and that. And from the world eyes, I had it made. But there was something inside of me that nothing. I could get upset and go make some money. Still wouldn't help fill up that hole. So I kept putting a square peg in a round hole, trying to, I'm going to fix this, you know, and doing the things you were doing in between. But then when we finally did the total surrender, and you know, we all know that day when we finally really gave it up. We think we did sometimes, but when we finally figured out, when we really did it, when we really let the past be past and the forward be forward. When we did that, we know that day. And when we do that, no matter what it was to do, that you're as powerful now as you could have been back, or more powerful now than you back then. So take it what you have when you get it and go forward.
Let me add one other thing that I didn't put in there. The person that was laying down, I was calling on Lazarus. Wake up, Lazarus.
Right.
Wake up. Ooh. Lazarus, I called on Lazarus. That means he was dead, because Lazarus was dead and he came back.
Sorry.
That was part of that whole scenario. That's what I was convinced. If I could call on Lazarus, and he was dead. Came alive.
So what you're also saying, though, which a lot of people need to understand, a lot of people think the Bible is a history book, but it's not. It's a living word.
It's living.
What happened back 2,000 years ago it's happened today, yesterday, the day before, every day there's miracles and wonders happening just like it did in the Bible 2,000 years ago. Glory. So what he's doing, but this is a great reference to go back and look, this is what he can do. And you read this is what's happening now. So America, wake up. Read the Bible. See what's going on today because it's already happened and he's showing you. But you need to pay attention. You need to be on the side. Your choices in life are one. It's heaven or it's hell, or it's hell or it's heaven. What is your choice? You have a choice. He gave you free will for that choice. But hallelujah, praise God. But you have a choice. And you know what? You need to get off your seat and on your feet. And you need to go forward. And you need to do what you need to do. And you need to do what the Bible says. And you need to submit all your cares to him. You need to give your heart to the Lord and let him know that he's God. He can save you through anything. He is your Savior. He is your Creator. He is your best friend. He is everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And I'm going to tell you what, if you can ever get that, it's like a fire blazing every day. There ain't nothing you can't come up against you. Say, woo! I know when I have a bad day, which I have bad days, but I say, oh, it's a compliment because you know what? The devil's trying to get me, and I just tell him to come on because he ain't got nothing for me. He ain't never going to get me. He's already had me, and I tell you what, I stand up the difference, and I'm gone. I am away from him, so hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallujah.
I do get excited, but I,
you know. I know you get excited, Paul. Come on, Apostle. I know you get excited.
God is good. I just all I can say, he's good. And like he said over in Joel,
yeah,
I'll restore unto you the years that the locusts have eaten. As long as you surrender to Jesus, surrender to
Yeshua,
he can catch you up to speed.
That's right.
Everything that you thought you destroyed and just ruined forever,
amen,
He'll make up.
He'll
catch you up. He'll restore unto you
the years
that the locusts have eaten. I've heard people say, man, I wasted all this time. If I would have did this when I was 20, or if I would have did this when I was 30.
Uh-huh.
Well, Joel chapter 2, he said that he'll restore unto you the years. So that means all the years you thought you blew, he'll bring them back to you.
Right.
He'll give you those years back.
Well,
you haven't lost any time.
That's right.
God, Yahweh is the God of time.
Right.
He's the God of time. He's able to restore the years. You thought you wasted 20 or 30 years. He'll give you 20 or 30 years more to glorify him.
Amen.
He's the God of time.
That's right.
He'll restore unto you the years that the locusts have eaten. I'm 54 years old, and I'm running around here like a 34-year-old. Playing basketball with my children, you know what, preaching and teaching the word of God. I'm not tired. I'm 54 years old, and I feel like a young buck.
Amen.
Why? Because he has restored unto me the years that the locust thought he had destroyed. All the years Satan thought he had destroyed.
Yeah.
All the years I thought that I had messed up.
Yeah.
God has restored.
No more knocking the frog.
My day shall be 120 years. Genesis 6:3. That's where my mind is. That's where I'm going. Your mind will take you where God wants you to go.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, that's
amen. What about you? What about the event? You put the fire. Because, you know, you want to come and cut everything down.
Yes.
Back or come on and drag it through.
I just thank God for the fellowship that we're having today. It's wonderful that we have iron sharpening iron.
Yes.
It's a wonderful testimony that we are giving how God has brought us out. You know, it's so important that we understand that if he can bring us out, that you're listening on the radio, he can bring you out. You haven't got too low where God can't pick you up.
Right.
You haven't got too high where God can't pick you up.
Right.
Because it's all about God. It's something that you have to understand in your life right there where you're at. God, if you just call upon him like we're encouraging you to do today, if you just call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will answer your prayer.
That's right.
No doubt in my mind, you should never doubt what God can do in your life. Pastor Newsom, Dr. Newsom has said it's so important that you understand the life, the years that you thought that you wasted, God, the word of God says that he will restore what the devil has tried to take away from you. Those years of you being outcast to your family, those years of you being a drug addict and looking on the carpet for a rock, those years of you being hiding in the bottle, around the corner at your house, when you're on the outside, you're looking all fine, but on the inside, when you get into your house, you're a drunken fish.
Mm-hmm.
God can restore that.
That's right. Yeah.
All you have to do is recall on the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy for you to think that right now where you are, that it's going to be like this forever, but not so with the Lord Jesus Christ. We are encouraging you today to make a choice.
Right.
When you make this choice, Jesus, you'll never, ever, ever be the same. Matter of fact, you'll be better than what you thought you would ever be in the world.
Right.
Because the world cannot give you what Jesus can give you.
Amen.
The benefits of serving Jesus are out of this world.
Right.
You
right.
have to understand that this world system will collapse. It always does. The stock market, the Great Depression, all of those things collapse. But serving God will pay off not tomorrow, but it will pay off right now.
Amen.
Because God is the right man kind of God. He says, when you call me, before you even call me, I will answer. Because he's looking at the heart.
That's right.
And so that's why I thank God for this forum that we're having today, because it's important for us all to have this communion of iron sharpening iron.
Amen.
It's important that we get together and understand that God has already predestined us. It has nothing to do with us.
Right.
Amen. It's all to the glory of God. This is what we do. This is what we are. We are gung-ho for the Lord.
Amen.
Because we said yes.
Yes.
Right.
We said yes to the Lord. So we're being in a leading by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And you know,
amen.
You know, one thing I will say, our God is a great God.
He's a great God.
From the lowest level to the highest level, God can elevate you. He said, promotion doesn't come from the east or the west or the south, but it comes from God. So I say to you out there that listen to us, we're here to encourage you, to let you know that Yeshua HaMashiach loves you. If you read Psalm 22 and go in and read it, get some background, do some study, you're going to find what that was a face-to-face relationship that Yeshua HaMashiach had with God. Face to face, he said, every day I looked upon him, I was enlightened of his eyes. God said, you're my son, you're my father.
Mm-hmm.
They keep talking to each other, Holy Spirit was there. And the more I read into this, and what let me know, what Jesus did for us, he said, Father, if you give me a Bible, I will go down and I will tell the brother, I will be in the midst of the brother, I will love them, I will show them your way. And the more we get into it, I say to you, I'm not listening. God has a way out of nowhere. It's called Yeshua, his son. His name in English.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeshua. How much you? But he loves us. And you know what I said to God one day? I said, why did you have to do all that? It's because to please the Father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In other words, could I have done that? I don't know. But he said that, see, to go down for 3 straight hours in hell, going through the darkness, going through hell pit, going through the fire. But the Son of God said, Father, because I love you, I'll do it. I'll do it. And he went straight through. And when the penalty was paid, God said, that's enough. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Thank you, Father. He rose.
Yeah.
He rose. He said, hold this. Father,
what?
He said, ding-ling-ling-ling-ling. I got it. Did my right hand. Yeah. Hallelujah. And when you read the book, you go in the book and you read Philippians, you're going to find it in Philippians chapter 2. It says that Jesus Christ was born for such a reason that he may come and destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
He had the power over death and life. And hell all those in bondage. That's why when I go back to the book of Job, God said to Job, said, where were you?
Where were you
when I declared you? Where were you when I called me on my? Where were you? He said, well, wait, God, I know you can do all of that. And I want you to do one thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Show your way. And I'm saying to you tonight, you listen to this around the world. We got folks from you name it, we claim it. God needs his army to rise. To rise. Get under good leadership. Go to a good, one of these preachers got a good church you need to be a part of. Because some church is not going to teach you. And I have to say with love and kindness. Some want nothing but money. The more money they got, the more they can work. I got to go get me this. Let me tell you, if you see, my brother-in-law, who was 80 years old, his body was so just all messed up.
They told me when they put him in the home where they go once to get us good. They say we're gonna on us, he was calling on the Lord. Oh Lord, if I've done anything wrong, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Have mercy upon me. And they said over there off of 1960, they said, wouldn't you? Said, y'all need to shut that man up in there. He's making too much noise. And I went somewhere to tell them to leave him alone before the Holy Ghost jump on them. Because that man, he died in peace. And I know he went home to be with the Lord. Because he promised the Lord, I've done wrong, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
When God forgives you, he closed his eyes. Closed his eyes. Never to see this side no more. So I'm saying to those out there listening to us, now is the time. You might have a lot of money. You can be the richest man in the world. Can't buy your way in.
That's right.
Jesus said, no man can come to the Father except he come by me. Apostle, you got something you got to say.
That Hebrew word for restore is shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. It means repayment.
Repayment.
So for all your suffering, God says, I'll restore. I'll shalom.
Shalom.
I'm going to repay you for that.
I'm going to repay you.
I'm going to make restitution.
Good
yes. God Almighty.
Woo.
What the devil meant for bad, God's going to make work for your good. He's going to repay you for all the trouble.
All the trouble.
Even your bad mistakes.
Yes.
Even your wrong decisions.
Yes.
That's right.
That can be locusts and tapeworms also.
That's right.
That ate away all those years.
Mm-hmm.
I made a lot of bad mistakes. And I thought, as a young man, I was married.
No.
I didn't know how to be married.
Right.
Within a year, I was divorced. But God repaid me.
Mm.
Now I've been married over 17 years.
Get out of here. Get out.
Gave me another wife.
Hallelujah.
I had two children.
Yeah.
Didn't get to raise them because I was young. Didn't know how to raise any children.
I hear you.
So I gave me five more children.
All right.
Restitution.
Is full.
Repayment. God will restore unto you the years that the locust has eaten. I was a backslidden associate minister.
Mm-hmm.
And I was smoking dope. And I was at a service station one morning. And I was setting up in the truck. Hands all burnt from smoking the crack pipe.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a lady in the truck with me. And all of a sudden, I heard a knock at the window. And I looked and turned around and said, Reverend Lucy, one of the church members.
Oh, no.
So I thought, I was close to a pastor at my pastor's church.
Mm-hmm.
And she busted me. I said, well, it's over now. So I went on a crime spree. I went on a crime spree, stole a car, started back doing dope, and I thought that, you know what, my life was over.
Yeah.
God couldn't use me anymore.
Yeah.
But God restored.
Restored.
He restored.
He
I thought
restored.
I was running from God, and I ran right into God.
Right into
He gave me another chance when I surrendered, and He restored.
He restored.
Now I've been pastoring over 16 years.
And doing a great job.
God's bringing the people. God gave me the building. Getting ready to give me another building.
Amen.
And that He's restored. He can restore. He'll repay you. He'll make restitution.
Yeah.
He saved from the uttermost to the uttermost.
I love that. Beautiful.
Don't give up.
What's the name of your church?
Word of Faith Christian Center, Church of the National.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. Because when God keeps pumping my heart, we're going to have our own television station. We can get on there and do what we... Because the devil is a L-I-E.
He's alive. It's not over.
It's not over. Let me tell you like you said as an ex-boxer. Now, what round do you want to fall in? That's what I always say as a boxer. What round do you want to fall in? What do you mean? I want to know if you're going to get the right or the left. I just want to know. You get puzzled. But I say this, the love of God. And what moves me on my heart, though, in reading the scripture, Samuel, for God so love the world that he gave his only begotten son. And in Psalm chapter 2 it says, I put him on the hill. I've consecrated. I declare and decree, God said, he is my only begotten son. I said, what?
God's going to give his only son here. And the more I get involved into it, see, we as a people, what exit you are, you got to understand. You got to know Jesus for yourself. You got to know that your heart palpitates for the love of God. See, when I was in Germany, that's when I learned the drug system you talked about. I made plenty of money over there. I made plenty of money. You name it, I had it. Big diamond, everything. New clothes, new shoes, everything. But I found out one day, it wasn't but the nipple. One day, you see, the Central Intelligence Department, they kept saying, well, are you willing or nothing? No. Don't know where you are. I knew them because I was a part of what they were doing. I said, no. The last time I saw that, he went down Lambert Street down there. And I got off because I had six whole things of the white girl. That's the term we use.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. And you're good. But God. But God.
He's better.
I could have lost my life that same day, but God said, I got you back.
Yeah.
I said, who is this? A preacher came in one day when I was on the jury. He was black. I mean, in color, then. He chill. Teach us his wife, God, to be honest. And he said, God's going to use you as a preacher. I said, man, you're messing my game up. You're messing my game up. What I got to do? But God said, I called you. God is calling. See, there are many out there. There are more Sammy out there. There are more evangelists. There are more apostles. There are more pastors. There are more fivefold. There are more in the gift. So I'm gonna let Sammy close this out, but we're gonna move to still be on there. Go ahead, close this out.
Father God, just thank you for this beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you for loving us so much that you gave your son. You gave your son to die on that cross for our sins, our burdens, Father God. We just pray that each and every one that are listening tonight, Father God, that their hearts are softened just to receive something from what we said tonight, Father. Father, we just love you. We just pray that their hearts are soft and they know that they need you. They need Jesus. They need Jesus in their life. They need you, Father God. We just pray right now that anyone, wherever they are, right now, that they just repeat this small prayer with me, because if they do that, glory, woo, the fire of God, woo, the fire of God, woo, the fire of God is going to hit them and their life is never going to be the same. So, Father God, we come to you.
Yes, we do.
We come to you, Father God. We are sinners, but we know that you are our Savior.
Yeah.
Father God, that no matter what we have done, you are loving us and you're going to save us.
So
Father God, so we cry out to you to please forgive us.
Yes.
Forgive us, Father.
Give us.
We repent of our sins, Father God.
Yes.
We give them to you, Father God. We give our life, our heart to you.
Yes.
We pray for you to show us. Show us the gate you want us down, that narrow gate, that path, that journey, that assignment you have for us. But Father God, just let us know that we can lean on you for anything, that anything. When we look at you, we don't have to ever look back. We can keep our eyes on you and keep going.
Yes.
So we're going to give you our life, Father God. We ask you to save us. We ask you just to show us your way, your will, Father God, your perfect will. Not just your will, but your perfect will, Father God. Your perfect will. Your perfect will, Father God. So we just right now give you our heart. We give you our life, Father God. Because you know you're a mighty God, a God of good things. Because you want good things for your children.
Yes.
So, Father God, we just come together right now that everyone is listening, Father God. They put their hands in the air and just say, Father, save me. Save me, Father. Save me, Father God. Save me, Father God.
Hallelujah.
We all just come together in agreement that the ones out there listening right now, Father God.
Thank
we all come in agreement. We're all here, just Father God, just trying to share your word. Just to tell them how wonderful you are and that they can accept you as your Lord and Jesus Christ as their Savior. Father God, right now. Father God, right now. Right now. Glory, 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 Father. Oh, in Jesus' name. We all come together. We all have said, Amen, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
So we just thank whoever's listening, Father God, that right now they know that they are a new creation.
Yes.
They have been reborn. That they don't have to look back or worry about anything behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And then even no matter what it is, how bad they think it is, but God, but our beautiful God has saved them from it. But they need to go forward. They need to get with Christians around them. They need to go to church. They need to get some word. Because God is the word. And the God is the word. And the word is God. And they need to read that word. They need to get yourself in the Bible.
Yeah.
Because God wants that one-on-one with them more than anything. Mm-hmm. You know, faith without works is dead. And works without faith is dead. So we just want to know that right now.
Right now.
Right now, because you know all you have is right now. So isn't your guarantee right now is that moment right now. So Father God, we pray right now and they get out there and they just say, save me, I am yours, Father God, because we don't know. We can leave right now and have a wreck and be dead, and then it's too late. But Father God, I pray right now that anyone listening right now, right now, this moment, this is last, they've accepted you into their life as their Lord and Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Oh, of course. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. And so tonight we just thank God we have another party we're going to be on tonight, because this is revival time. So if we can take our seats, we're going to do a few more things. We're going to, if we can switch these tables back over there. And just be chill down there. But the thing that I want us to know is to be constantly reminded of, our God is an awesome God. And without him, there is no other. When God said, I am that I am, he meant just that. And you know, the thing that God has proved to us is that he can bring the low to the high, from the high to the low. God wants to use us and bless us. God loves us. He loves us. And I will say this to tonight, as we change over, I want somebody to lead us in a song, and then we're going to bring the woman of God. Put a seat over there, brother, for me. We're going to bring the woman of God on after we get a song. So we're not going to let the anointing leave. We're going to let it right over here, brother. Right there. We're going to let the anointing. Let the anointing continue to flow. And I will say this. Sister, she's going to rehook things back up. And she's going to come up here. Let's see. This is the day that the Lord has made. The Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. Amen. And you know, amen. Give the Lord a big hand. Give God a praise. Ain't nobody else said but the devil. And I want you to know tonight has been a great night in my life. I got a chance to meet some old, hallelujah, sister and brother. Amen. And so the greatest thing I can say is I sit here tonight and tell you, you're looking at a man of faith. That's all I can say. I'm a man of faith. What I have don't belong to me. It belongs to God. God is lending it to me. And it's how I take care of what God is doing. And I say this to somebody listening out there on the radio. If you don't have a church on, see, at least 10 of you, as I was praying, that's 10 of you, right here in Houston, ain't got a home. Find one of these churches you just heard us mention about. Call the radio station. Call me in at 832-242-8621. I say, yeah, go to that church. Yeah, go to that church. Because I want you to get your home, not a part. But I will say this, one thing we have to remember. Yeshua HaMashiach said, behold, I come. Behold, I come. And that's enough right there to get you stirred up. He said, behold, look now, I'm coming. See, the mailman's coming with the mail, but he don't tell you when he wants to deliver. So you got to be ready. So having said that, and this, we're going to invite the fullest over just a little more. Over here to the middle of it. So Kemmer can get it. And we're going to ask her to come up and give the word of God that God has blessed us. And I would say this, as you come up on the pulpit, come on up and you should. And I met this lady, as I said, oldest telephone. Amen. Amen. Give me your right hand. Thank you, sister. You're welcome. Hallelujah. You're welcome, sister.
Thank you. Father, thank you for this time. Put your power, Father. And we remember to be with you. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Let it be all of you tonight. We find the word beginning and rest in you. We thank you, God, that you are mighty God. We thank you that you have a plan for a good attitude that give us a hope and a future. And we praise you. With the seed of your mouth, with the seed of the spirit of the living God, God, thank you. Thank you. Give us a word of instruction in Jesus' mighty name of his
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Scriptures of the Lord. 1 John 2:15-16. 1 John 2:15-16. You all already preached the message. So we'll go ahead and go through it. And I pray God for the spirit of God he has given. And for the beautiful fragrance that we got for the message today. The scripture says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now, as we went around the table tonight, it was said many times that pride that we go all the way. And that's what God is looking for. And it's a beautiful reward that God has for us. It's everlasting life. That's like ever. It's not a temporary reward. It's not a temporary fix, but it's a forever fix. It's permanent. And we praise God for that because he doesn't do anything halfway. When he saves us, he saves us always. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God has us that same thing. In this scripture, tells us, love not the world, neither the things in the world. What the world has, it's just passing away. It's not right. Losing. It's empty. God told us that everywhere. If you have many dollars, and you steal what's up next. To ask one of the billionaires how much money is enough, he could just put on. So it's never going to satisfy us.
Right.
The world will never satisfy us, and it will never be going to be
satisfied.
Because it does not have peace. God is allowed peace.
That's right.
The sensitive people, the perfect people, yeah. You're more bad than the world. Amen?
Amen.
So as Christians, we are not of this world, and we're not called to be in this world. And we've come out of the world. And we can't go back into that world. And if there's unbelievers on the line, or this is a call to come out. Because it's not going to save the plan. It's not going to get you anything, but it will get you to perish.
Yes.
And he gave us the answer for this. He's already given us the solution. He's already given us the answer. He's reconciled us. That's what we're going to talk about today. Because the scripture has it all and given us the complete direction to ensure that we stay with him and also to discuss the things about what this world has for you. The term world or cosmos often refers to the vast systems of this age that Satan promotes and needs to exist independent of God. The world exists in the name of God. It consists not only in the obvious people, the immoral, sinful lifestyle, and baggage of the world, elevated. This exists within all human enterprises, not under private fortunes. In this age, Satan uses the world's ideas, morality, philosophy, psychology, desire, government, culture, education, we've all seen it all. That humanism, you know, saying that, you know, this is all that we have right now. So live your life to the fullest for now in that period. We don't agree with that. You can also see the world in the arts, the medicine, the music, the economic system, the entertainment, fashion, mass media, religion, sports, agriculture. We see it in the medicine when we have abortion going on. When we have things like the plastic surgery, not to deconstruct the faith when to be an accident in that, we just call it a man. You know, we get this plastic surgery so much that it destroys you and makes it look like a Frankenstein all the time. But you're still getting plastic surgery when it's a sexual reattraction.
Yeah.
Right. Sexual reattraction. I mean, this is love in it. Have you thinking this is not me? I got to change this. I got to go stop the upset. And he assigned my sick. That devil is alive.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And this is what is in the world. This is what the world needs. And one thing about it, death cannot solve this. Because that's what Adam and Eve did in the garden. When they were given everything, one truth, no domain. Adam exercised his will to them, rather than mine will to them. And so the death story is there. And if you're in the world trying to solve death, the difference is not going to happen. There's no solution. That's not a solution. The only solution to death is life. And when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, not my will, but thy will. There's two things about this that I want to say about this. Is that the world is selfish for me. It's all for me. And I want it to be. And that's what God, in the situation we are in today, all of the word salvation, we've got homelessness, we've got displaced people all over the world, we've got it all over, we've got all kinds of stuff going on. That's what God is doing. But God says we've got a plan, and it's a selfish plan, not ourselves. And when we align ourselves up to God's plan, yes, but the way I like that, and people are calling to follow him. The world has nothing but death, and it leads to death. As we look at the thing, you know, as we can even look at the agricultural system, the crop that produced drugs and alcohol, and narcotics and tobacco, these are the things that are destroying the world. And this is part of this world system, the education system that promotes ungodly humanistic psychology and the fashion industry that breaks down bodies. You know, you can walk in the mall and walk past Victoria Secret with the pornography.
That's right.
You know, you can look at the underwear magazines. You know, they can be selling that linen bag and I'm having clothes on the field.
Right.
You know, it's just where it desensitizes us to today, but we have to grab our kids and say, wait a minute. You know, we have to get our homes back together because they see it all the time. There's nothing to them. You know, it's everywhere. It's everywhere you look, it's okay. It's supposed to be okay. We gotta shake our family and our churches up to know that it's not okay. And then we want to have a fashion show in the church.
Not good.
You know, that's not what it's about, though. It's about speaking to God.
Right.
You know, it's about one out of making disciples. But you know what? You're thinking I'm getting down from the beginning. Where it's talking, you know, I've heard a lot of times folks say, well, we got to get them in some kind of way. Get with the gospel. Because as you said, I heard around the table tonight, God, speaking to Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The thing about it is the world needs to love itself. Death needs problems. We need life. And life more honest. And that is Christ. Needs to be preached. We don't need a fashion show. They don't have a lot of fashion shows. We don't need any more of this, whatever it is in the world. We don't need to bring that in the church. That's not what the church is.
That's right.
know, that's not what the church is based on. We're supposed to be preaching the gospel.
Woo!
And we're supposed to be making the right. That's it. And then the Holy Spirit is for who we are as Christians. That's not something that, you know, it's not about if the Lord approves. So if they call you to call me, and can we go up? I mean, we didn't go out, we didn't call, we called, I called. You know, it's not about that. I think we got the church mixed up with it. The politics, I got the politics with Bishop so and so before I go. I mean, that's wrong. That ain't God. And see, he's called us out of it. He said, love not the world. These are the things that are in the world. This is in the world. He didn't call us to it. He called us to know from the table of content to math. So this is right. So, you all preached it already, but I'm just coming up and bringing everybody home. So, you know, that's what the bottom line is that we are called out of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Believers must be aware that behind all human enterprises, there is a spirit of power that we are in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you bring that in your church, you just put the seat up for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on and sit down and be part. And when he comes in, he just going to come in and sit down. He's going to come in and inspect. It's like Ebola. Ebola is infecting folks all over the world. And they don't really know what that strand is. And you know, you got the Christians at different places. So if you bring in the world again, you pretty much are not providing the discipleship that you need to provide. So you just open your people up to this infection.
Right.
And there we go. So the bottom line here is that we need to continue to follow God and not the world.
Sure.
The world doesn't care about the Lord. The world doesn't believe in faith. The world didn't deliver us, the world didn't heal us. And the world is not ours.
All right.
Jesus is ours. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? So the bottom line is all of us know Satan is the God of this world, he's the prince of this world, he's the God of Satan. And just to get to the next part of what I want to discuss, because it comes right out of the scripture, is that what the world has is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride. This is nothing new. Nothing new. This is what was done in the garden, and the same thing that Jesus did 40 days ago. That Jesus didn't take the day. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what he brings to us every day. Because even in the church, when you see the false teachers, a lot of their story got this one.
You heard it.
We got the power, the membership, the nice clothes, the money. And it's bread for this. You got the good thing. And there you go. And that's what the world makes for you. And that's what the enemy has for this world. So, when we look at these things, you know, God has called us out of this world. And when we look at this lust of the flesh, it's just one in your own room. You know, and God has called us to lay down our
lives.
Lay down that thing. And pick up the cross and follow him. Everybody follow him. Specifically talk about it in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Love like the world. That's what the world made. And what God has, He had a promise for us of everlasting life. That beats everything out. Beats everything out. And it says, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Is it in material? And this is a question we have to ask ourselves tonight, and continue to ask ourselves as we go about our duty. Is it in material, or calm pleasure worth more than your soul? Because that's what it's coming down to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's coming down to. When we don't know Christ, we make choices as though there's no time. In reality, this life is just the introduction to sin. How we live is a brief plan, which is about this life, determines what we're going to live eternally. What the human on earth has no value of anything in your life. You can't buy your way into heaven. And even the highest social and civil honor cannot give us anything. So, you know, we need to evaluate our lifestyle. And when I was reading one thing earlier, it was talking about specifically about the Romans 12 and 2. Because, you know, we are just studying on the world. I just wanted to jump back to that real quick. Because, you know, as what is the Lord telling us? Not to be of this world. Love not the world. He's also telling us to not be conformed to this world. But be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We touched on that a little earlier. That we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know how to think and have a sense. Because we're in conditions. Learn to handle it. And it tends to change based on the word of God. Not only anybody's opinion. And the thing about it is that Satan, the God of this world, has set up all these systems, and we throw a question to them. You know, we are almost naturally, you know, we naturally start to connect with the people who are tall and all kinds of things, and try to get, you know, on the popular side, and even in the church. And those are the type of things that we have to stand up and work in. So we have to stand up and do this to ourselves. And sometimes it's wrong with him. And when he calls us out, like this, and we lay down that life, that's laying down all of those desires for the accolades, for their flaws, for the bishops and such, you know, but and all those type of things. You come out. And that is what the true believer is. The true believer has to change that mindset. That mindset has to be changed and has to be transformed by the Holy Spirit. So that used to be cool and self-help. I had all the self-help. I was taking myself. And I wasn't getting nowhere. The true strength comes from the Holy Spirit. And He is the one that's transforming us. And he has to come to them. So That's my focus right now. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this time of fellowship.
Yes.
We thank you for this word. Father, we thank you that one point one water, we have been since we actually issued to him. That we walk in, that we live, that we are examples of that for your people.
Yes.
Father God, we praise you. And give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. We declare it in the action of the word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being here.
Also, what we have to do is that somebody that needs prayer or pray for somebody, my brother Newton, brother. We talk about ourselves and here. So, somebody that needs prayer is not here. Okay, me and seven. Because I'm going to want to pray for me. Amen. I don't want to pray for me. But there's somebody that needs prayer. That's out there.
Just idea of so the funding and with your life, he is here. Yeah. Yeah. I love you. I thank God for you. And we But I want to say tonight, I stand up and if you've got it, if you've got it, come to my life, if you've Yeah.